Joining us online here to tell us more about this is Honorable Paul Yuani Bonju and also Honorable Ngong Dengum, who is the SPLM acting chief whip. Good morning, Honorables, and good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Comrade Savage William, for this opportunity.
Yes, Honorable Ngong, good morning.
Good morning, Savage William.
Good to have you. Yes, and the big story, of course, the news of the resignation of Honorable Speaker Lino Makana. Can you confirm this to us? Let's begin with you, Honorable Paul Yuani.
Thank you very much, Savage William, and the listeners of iRadio, or wherever they are.
Radio Miraya.
Radio Miraya. Yes. Sorry, Radio Miraya. Yes, I can confirm that the Right Honorable Anthony Lino Makana at an SLM parliamentary caucus meeting yesterday, chaired by the chairperson, His Excellency Comrade Salva Kiir Mayardit, Right Honorable Anthony Lino Makana honorably tendered his resignation at the request of the SPLM parliamentary caucus during meetings of the 15th and 18th of last month.
All right. So, Honorable Ngong Deng, you are the SPLM acting chief whip and, of course, part of the SPLM caucus in parliament. Can you tell us the situation or the circumstance that led to the resignation of Honorable Lino Makana as the speaker?
Yes, thank you, Sir William. Anyway, on the 15th and 18th Monday, the members of National Transitional Period, I mean the SPLM caucus, asked Comrade Lino Makana, who is the speaker, to resign because there were many charges. And then they have come up with a resolution that they want him to resign. Mm-hmm. That was on Monday 18.
Yes. Yes, now that he has resigned, let's look at some of the pending works in Parliament. What now for Parliament?
Now, today, the SPLM caucus of Greater Equatoria, they will sit today and they will select three candidates. Among one of them will be selected as a speaker and to be confirmed by a house. Mm-hmm. So the selection should be from Equatoria.
Yes.
And this is what we have agreed on resolution.
Yes, and Honorable Paul Yuani, can you tell us as to why it has to come from the Equatorial region?
Yeah, it has to come, Sabit William, it has to come from Greater Equatoria Parliamentary Caucus because the Right Honorable Antonio Makana hails from the Equatoria, and as such, his replacement also has to come from the Greater Equatoria. And as my colleague Honorable Ngong Boom has put it, this morning, the Equatoria Parliamentary Caucus, chaired by my colleague Honorable Thomas Wanikundu, will be convening a very urgent and very important meeting whereby these three candidates will be selected, and later on, among the three, one will be selected to replace the Right Honorable Antonino Makana. It is a democratic process, and we appreciate it because democracy means people have to agree themselves. Majority, minority, the voices all are to be heard. And I believe that the Equatorial Parliamentary Caucus is capable enough to select among members three who will be presented or forwarded to leadership, in which one of them will be a replacement to the resigned honorable colleague, Right Honorable Antonino Makana.
Yes, and there's been some calls about it's high time for the parliament to have a female speaker. Is that something being considered?
Well, it depends. It depends. Whosoever the caucus may choose among the three, one, be it a female or be it a male, it doesn't matter. What we want is to get somebody who can be able actually to supervise, to preside over this highest legislative organ in the Republic of South Sudan in an honorable and a dignified manner. So if it's a female or a male, no problem. I will have the capable people. So I believe that just give us time, let the caucus meet, and we'll update you accordingly.
Yes, Honorable Ngong, just before we let you go, as Parliament, obviously you are the eyes of the public, you are the representatives of the civil population, and now the implementation process of the peace agreement, 100 days extended. As parliamentarians, what role are you playing so far to ensure that this is achieved?
Yes, you see, we were elected by the people to this assembly to come and see for the public, for interest of the public, and to oversight the executive. Mm-hmm. Now, we remain today something to do with 73 days to the agreement. Now, for us to see this agreement to succeed, because our people in the country are suffering, people are not getting treatment, school not there, roads are not there. For us as a representative of the people, we want to see this peace to come as soon as possible. Again, the issue of why we are doing this one, the people are saying that these are better few days. No, this is a democratic system. We are trying to put things in order. People are saying that those in assembly that are not being democratic way. Mm-hmm. Even if we remain with 10 days, we are satisfied that we should be in a very fairly way. You asked about the lead. We have a couple of people from the Equatoria, but come a lady, come a female, come a man, come a male. All of us, we are qualified and we are together. We are one unit now. SPLM is one.
All right.
Whoever comes from Nigeria, we are for him.
Yes, and Honorable Paul Yuani Bonju, the agreement, reintegrating it into the constitution, is that something the parliament is already working on? How far are we with that?
The parliament has been working on remember when His Excellency, the president, when he addressed the parliament on the 6th of last month, actually within that week, actually, the revitalized agreement on the resolution of the conflict in the Republic of South Sudan actually was submitted, but later on, with the extension of the 100 days, we sent it back to the Ministry of Justice and Constitutional Affairs to be included so that it is again sent back to the National Legislature for endorsement. So I believe that...
Has it been sent back, though?
Yes.
Is it back to Parliament, or it has not yet been sent back to Parliament? It is with the Ministry of Justice.
We are expecting it. It is the Parliament sent it back to the Ministry of Justice, and I believe that the Ministry of Justice is working it, and then to come through the Cabinet and then to the House again. And we are just waiting. We believe that once the new Speaker takes over, this will be among his priorities to ensure that this agreement actually is included in the Constitution as soon as possible.
And how soon are we going to get a new speaker?
Well, it won't take time. We will update you in due course. I believe and I assure you and all the listeners that it won't take a long time. Within a period of a few days, that one will be sorted out.
All right. And Honorable Ngong, what will be your final remarks or message to our listeners?
My final remark is, yes, with you or with Paul?
Yes, with all you, I'm with you. Your final remarks, please. What is your message?
Yes. What I want to say is this to our public. What we are doing in the assembly for the interest of the people. Now we have spent almost 23 days nowhere in the assembly because we want to put things in the correct way. So even if we have delayed, we are doing it for the benefit of the people of this country. We suffered a lot during the war, and now this is the time. Now we're supposed to work together and to put things in order.
All right.
Even for the benefit of the people of this country and for the benefit of the even executive. If we are in order, executive also we can be able to oversee the executive.
Yes, and Honorable Paul. Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. Honorable Paul.
Well, to our citizens, to the listeners of Radio Miraya, we appreciate their keenness to follow what the parliament has been involved within the last few weeks. And we believe that, as my colleague Honorable Ngong Deng Gum has said, he ours ensure that things go normally, things go orderly, so that our people actually benefit from the peace dividends, because they suffered decades. So with the parliament now, when all these processes, we believe that good news is ahead, and they are going to enjoy the peace dividends that they have suffered for decades. So we appreciate their stand, and we appreciate what they have been following, and we are there to serve them, and we are there also to keep them informed of whatever is taking place in the parliament.
All right, let's leave it like that. Honorable Paul and Honorable Ngong, thank you so much for talking to us this morning. We really do appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And I'm looking forward to speaking with you. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.